Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Republicans' $250 million tax cut package passed along party lines this morning in the Wisconsin Senate before heading to the Assembly for a vote. The plan would reduce income taxes for average filers by $106 and decrease the personal property tax faced by Wisconsin businesses by $40 million. Democrats temporarily blocked the plan last night. The GOP rejected Governor Evers' $250 million proposal to increase school funding and reduce property taxes by $130 million. Recent deadly fires in Merrill are considered to be accidental. WAOW Television reports that after several serious house fires in Merrill, rumors had gotten around about what may be the cause. In the last 2 months, there have been two fatal fires and one that caused serious burn injuries. Josh Klug is Merrill's fire chief.
We have had a really long time period in between fatal fires in our community, and when you have a couple of them together like that, you know, obviously sometimes curiosity gets to people. But that's why I just wanted to get the information out upon completion of our fire investigations, that there was nothing suspicious about the fires. They were all considered accidental.
Now the department is bringing attention to prevention. Everyone needs a smoke detector. In Merrill, you can call a fire department if you don't have one. In this week's The Stream, our water reporting series, Ben takes us to New Zealand's melting glaciers and looks back on how long-disappeared glaciers created the thousands of lakes on the Northwoods landscape. The Stream airs later today at 5:45 here on WXPR. And the Oneida County Board this week extended for up to 1 year a moratorium on the siting of large livestock facilities in the county until rules can be worked out and approved. Planning and Zoning Director Carl Jenrich outlines the proposal.
We did have a moratorium in place in 2016, extended in 2017, that has since expired. So the committee felt it be appropriate to reinstitute a moratorium to give the committee and myself time to draft some type of language to address the concerns associated with some of these larger confined animal feedlot operations.
The moratorium would affect operations that have 500 or more animals. Jenrich says the committee will be looking at the zoning districts within the county's ordinances to see what is allowed. He says they may recommend modifying rules in those districts to prohibit commercial agriculture districts. The board approved that moratorium. And the Wisconsin Senate unanimously approved the appointment of DNR Secretary Preston Cole. It took more than a year to finally approve Cole, and it came with some drama. Senator Tom Tiffany, who had long pushed for expansion of mining and logging, accused DNR staff of breaking the law. Monaco Republican said, quote, "I hope Secretary Cole is up to the task of making sure that they are accountable to him and to the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin," end quote. Tiffany is running for former Congressman Sean Duffy's seat in a special election. Taking a look at the weather forecast for this afternoon, sunny with a high near 17. Tonight, clear, low around 2 above. And then Friday, sunny, high near 36, warming up on Saturday to 38, and Sunday, 41. That's the news. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.